All right. Well, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, we've made it through the book of Job. We've made it through the book of Psalms. Now we are in the book of Proverbs. And this morning we are at Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 27. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day, and we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, that you speak to us, that you comfort us, that you love us. God, we pray that we might have wisdom. We pray that we would turn our ear to you and sit at your feet this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 27. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the openings of the city gate, she speaks her word. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? You scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused. I've stretched out my hand and no one regarded. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you. We're going to stop there. It's going to continue tomorrow more, but we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do in response to this? Right? Here we have wisdom, much like what's going to happen in chapter 8. Here in chapter 1, wisdom is personified as a woman, and here she's standing on the tops of the walls, and she's crying out, saying, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. Right? Wisdom cries out loud. She raises her voice in the open squares. It's not hidden wisdom. It's not, you know, somewhere squirreled away where only the few and the noble have access to it. No, in front of everyone, wisdom cries aloud. She cries out in the chief concourses at the opening of the gates of the city. She opens her words right at the most important place in the city where the elders are, where everybody walks through. Wisdom is speaking. Right? What does she say? How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning and fools hate knowledge. Right? This is wisdom saying. You wade in blood. You love simplicity. You won't go into the depths of the heart of God. You won't listen to me. And you know, I cried. I called out and you refused. Because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my knowledge. How many people do we know like that? How many times is that true in my own life? When people try to give me wisdom, try to give me insight, try to give me knowledge, I don't like that. Right? How many times do we come to God's word and we hear his word? We sit at his feet. We hear this and then we walk away and one in one ear, out the other, and we forget it. It's gone. Right? Wisdom is crying out to you, listen, listen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Right? I will also, and what's the result of that? Verses 26 and 27. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, distress and anguish come upon you. This is a warning. Right? If we reject knowledge, if we reject the wisdom of God, what is going to happen? Terror and disaster come. Right? This is the sad thing of the reality of rejecting God, is we might think that things are going okay for a while, but if we find out in our hearts and in our lives, is that it brings terror and destruction. What's the best verse to underline this? Well, I have verse 21 underlined in my Bible. At the opening of the gates of the city, she speaks her words, right? So that's what I have here. I also have verse 26 underlined. I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. What did you underline in your Bible? What did you think was the most or the best verse to summarize this? Last Sea Calling. Will you come sit at the feet of Christ? Will you sit at the Holy Spirit, His teaching? Will you listen to wisdom? Will you go to God and not just hear it with your ears, right? Jesus says that those who have ears, let them hear. Those who have eyes, let them see, right? Are you moved by the Spirit that you will sit at these words and actually listen? Not just hear them, but will you listen to them? Will they seep down into your soul? That's what we must do as we come to the book of Proverbs. Will we sit at our Father's feet and not just be a kid, yeah, okay, I got you, Dad. But will we actually drink it up? Will we live on the bread of God's word as we look to Christ? Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you love us so much, that as a father, you stoop down and you speak to us in a language we can understand. Lord, we pray that we would be children who would sit at your feet, who would honor you, who would listen to your word. And Father, we pray that you would bury your wisdom deep down in our hearts. We pray that we would listen to wisdom, that we would fear you and love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may God bless you today. May you sit at the feet of Jesus Christ. May you heed his warnings. May you boast in his lavish grace. And may you enjoy the day that he's given you today. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.